I offer myself to you in love and devotion. I offer my life to you in love and devotion. I give myself to you because my life is your life and your life is my life. These are the words of truth that live in the soul, your soul, not just my soul, your soul. I offer myself to you in love and devotion. This is the flame of truth that needs to awaken in each of us. This sense of devotion, this sense of offering, this sense of surrender to the divine truth within us. This is the flame that needs to awaken to grow larger so that it's not obscured by the everyday cares that we have, and so it's not obscured by the fears that we have of how we are presenting ourselves in the world. Let go of that. Try to let go of that. There are so many things to deal with in life, and being concerned about how one presents oneself is very low on the list. Let go to the best of your ability. And when you let go of that and are willing to not be a surface level of who you are, but something deeper, magic happens, depth happens, your relationships change. Try to exit from the program of social interaction. It's one of the blinders that I spoke of earlier. We have on over here the spiritual and over here the social. We are programming ourselves on a minute-by-minute basis to change channels so that we know when we can be spiritual and then we know when we plug into social expectations. The world needs you. The world needs you to be yourself, not to be a social expectation, not to be a role. The world needs you. It needs each of us to be in our depth. Please try to do what is needed to overcome the fear that if you are your true self, something bad will happen. Please try, because this is the time to do it in. The time of truth is based on the awakening of the soul within each of us. The time of truth is based on the possibility that we could actually know that we have something to say, that we have something to share, and it's not based on social expectations. It's based on our willingness to be a unique being in the world and to affirm that, no matter what that looks like outwardly. Please try to recognize that the earth is calling you to this, that life is calling you to this, that the world needs you in your depth of truth, in your divine being. And if you see fear coming up about this, then take some time to talk to yourself, to be in prayer, to be on retreat, to do whatever's needed so that you can recalibrate. What is the self I want to be? What is the self I want to be? And choose that self each day, every morning when you get up, every day, every interaction, that you will at this time be willing to not be the social role that you have been educated to be, programmed to be, but you'll take the risk of being in the deeper place of truth. I pray with you that this can happen. I pray with you because it's the path to freedom for each being, and I pray with you because the world needs each one of us as a source of light, and you can't be a source of light if you're not aligned up with your own truth. You can only be a partial source of light. This message today is a call to unity, and it comes from the heart of the earth and my heart. It comes from my being and the being of the earth. And it is saying from both the heart of the earth and my heart, which are joined together, it is time to do this. it is truly time to do this. And so I want to close this time together with the sense of emotional and spiritual urgency that you hear and feel through my heart, into your heart, that you're being called. You're being called to be with others in a more life-affirming way. And you're being called to be yourself in a deeper way than may have been possible before. Receive the blessings of the earth and of the mother and of the cosmos and of all of creation. For all of creation stands behind this affirmation of truth. All of creation seeks to be born within us now through our own heart and through our own affirmation of the divine within us. We pray for ourselves and for all beings that this awakening may take place and that we may find within ourselves the trust, the strength, the courage, and the willingness to give our lives back to that which has always held it in truth and in trust, the divine within us, the divine within all. May all of life be blessed by our being here. May all of life be blessed by our being together. May all of life be recognized as one. And may we affirm that within ourselves and help each other to affirm that. Om Namo Bhagavate.